Well, I think like every other constituency, the concerns that the young people in East Belfast face are things like their employment prospects, their educational opportunities, whether or not if they invest in their university education, it will lead to a good job afterwards. They want to know that there will be somewhere where they can afford to buy a home, where they will be able to build a life for themselves. And I think in Northern Ireland, on top of those pressures, on top of the concerns that they have about those bigger issues, they're also confronted, I think, with challenges that perhaps young people in other parts of the UK aren't confronted with. Things like the grip of paramilitarism on communities, the threats that people have around intimidation. We would have a lot of bullying in Northern Ireland still around things like sectarianism, racism and homophobia. Those are challenges for young people just as much as they are for other members of society. And so I think that those challenges that face Northern Ireland's young people are ones that as politicians we have to find solutions to. But equally, I think that young people need to come to us and we need to listen to them to take on board their solutions, because it's not just that young people come to us with problems, they also come to us with ambition and ideas. And what we need to do is have a responsive form of government that treats young people as equals in the system. And that's one of the reasons, for example, why I'm very supportive of the Votes at 16 programme, because I actually believe that by engaging young people in the political process early, by taking them seriously as members of the electorate, we will actually force politicians to listen to their issues but also to listen to their ideas and their solutions. And I think that that will enhance the quality of the public debate.
And in East Belfast, there's also quite a high level of child poverty. That's a real issue, I guess, that also affects people, young people who are maybe 16 as well and up here maybe seeking employment. And those employment possibilities and opportunities aren't there. How do you think that the Alliance Party, if re-elected, can help solve those types of issues?
Well, I think that there are two things. I think, first of all, it is about dealing with educational disadvantage, which is a major challenge in my constituency. I would like to see more and more people in integrated education, where everyone can attend a school with other pupils of all backgrounds and none, and actually experience some of the cultural diversity but also the educational opportunity that that can provide, and that's something that I would like to see expanded. It's also about guiding young people who have the skills and the talents into the right form of education for them. There are lots of young people who suffer from educational disadvantage, but if you can capture their imagination, if you can find the right courses, the right apprenticeships, the right training for them in places like Titanic Quarter, where we have Belfast Met, and its other sites throughout East Belfast, there are real opportunities for young people, because despite the perception, there are jobs in East Belfast, there are employment opportunities. Some of the largest international inward investors are located in my constituency. They are looking for people to come and work for them. What we need to do is match the skills of the young people in the constituency to the needs of those companies, so that we can ensure that those young people get real opportunities. But there are also young people who have suffered disadvantage over a very long period of time, and so we need at all levels to have the kind of supportive programmes to be able to help them to transition into work and to be able to transition into employment. And that's something that my colleague Stephen Farry has been working very hard on, both in terms of modern apprenticeships but also in terms of providing access to work and skills to succeed, so that we can get young people into employment so that they can have confidence in themselves and actually make a contribution to society, which I think is what most people want, whether they're young or old.
And how can the Alliance Party tackle something like paramilitary pressure on young people in an area like East Belfast, which can be quite prevalent?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to stand up against it. We need to call it out for what it is. And instead, as some parties do, of cozying up to those who are involved as gatekeepers in the community, of making excuses for their behaviour or in some ways trying to justify it, I think we have been consistent in saying that that paramilitarism needs to come to an end and that it should not be having a grip on the community. But we also, as well as that, need to find ways of giving young people alternatives. Difficulty in Northern Ireland is that for many young people who feel that they have no future, that they have no aspirations, they feel that going and joining a paramilitary will give them status or credibility in their local community. We need to make it very clear for young people that that is a very self-destructive route to go down. We also need to give them alternatives, alternatives that are productive and constructive and will transform their lives to be in a better place. I grew up in a disadvantaged community. I grew up in one of those neighbourhoods that is listed as deprived. I never thought when I was growing up that I would ever be in the situation I'm in, that I would have gone to university, that I would end up being an elected representative or indeed the MP. But yet there were people like me who grew up in that community who have gone on to have professional careers. We need those role models to be in the community, talking to young people, letting them believe that they're capable, because I believe they are, and telling them that they can deliver for themselves and for their family and for their community. The biggest problem that people face is being told that they can't or that it's not for them. We need to get into those young people's heads and tell them that it is for them, that opportunity exists and that they can make a difference, because the negativity of paramilitarism is to say this is as good as it gets. I'm saying you deserve better.
And just very finally, who do you feel is your greatest competition in East Belfast in the forthcoming election, and what do you think that you can give the electorate that that other party maybe wouldn't?
I think my biggest competition in the forthcoming election isn't actually another candidate, it's apathy. It's the fact that people feel ground down by the fact that politics in Northern Ireland, 17 years on from the Good Friday Agreement, still isn't really working for them. Many of the young people in my constituency weren't even born when that agreement was signed, and yet they have grown up in a kind of instability and with the threat of political collapse around every corner. And I think that the apathy that that creates in the constituency is the biggest threat, not just to me in the forthcoming election, but actually to the quality of politics that we deliver. And I guess what I'm saying to people is, if you want change, if you want progress, then vote for the people who offer that change and progress and who have a proven track record of delivering it. And I believe in my case that I can show them I've been doing that for the last 14 years.